Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I know Ray Kaplan will be there. She's been a Savannah Banana fan since day one. She's the one who got me hooked on it. Hey, Ray, how are you doing today?
Absolutely, John. Great. How are you doing?
Good. Have you actually heard of them or no?
I haven't heard of them.
They're really fun. They are like, and Bob Kessler, our news guy, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball. They do tricks. They do fun things while also playing a real baseball game. And they're coming to the Southside Ballpark in August. You and I can go, huh?
Oh, that sounds so good. Well, I know that my little nephew and godson would be very interested in that.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Anyways, enough about the Savannah Bananas. Oh, someone said the Savannah Bananas are going to play the White Sox. No, I don't think they're playing the White Sox. I think they're doing an exhibition on their own. Okay, now that we cleared that up. Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm. Speaking of clearing things up, Ray, how many back and forths have we done? And I know that's how the court system works, but... rewind for us.
A whole different type of bananas, right? this is bananas on a different level.
Yeah, rewind a little bit for us and then tell us what the latest news is on the Biden student loan forgiveness plan.
Okay, so the Biden administration has a sweeping student loan forgiveness plan under this new regulation called SAVE, S-A-V-E. So basically, Biden's plan was to forgive student loan debt for four groups of people. The first group is people who owe more than they originally borrowed, which is basically everybody, right? At least the clients that we see, most people owe more than what they originally took out.
I just want to stop for a sec. Yeah, I just want to stop for a moment and explain that. Like, they were making their payments, what they were supposed to make, but as all of us know with homeowners too, like sometimes the actual amount owed goes up even if you're making the payments because of interest.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's a negative amortization of interest, but basically the client or the borrower in this case would be making low monthly payments that are perfectly permissible, but the balance keeps growing and growing. So the Biden administration proposed getting rid of all of those old debts, essentially. The second group would be for people who have been in repayment for over 20 years. The third group would be students who went to schools with low financial value, not exactly sure how that would be implemented. And then the fourth one would be for those who qualified for forgiveness, let's say under public service loan forgiveness or a different section of the statute, but haven't applied yet, their loans would be forgiven. And this kind of sweeping loan forgiveness drew a lot of attention. And, you know, this wasn't one of the ones that kind of went under the radar. This was a big splashy headline that this was going to be sweeping loan forgiveness for millions and millions of people, costing, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars. So it did draw some opposition from Republicans who filed lawsuits. And you're right, there has been so much judicial whiplash because there are cases going on in Georgia and Missouri, and there are a few other states that have joined in. And so one judge will issue an injunction, and then that injunction will expire. And then in this case, what happened, the Georgia injunction expired, and they kicked it over. And so now the Missouri judge blocked the Biden administration loan forgiveness plan that was cleared to proceed. So there really has been a lot of whiplash, a lot of confusion. And what they did was, so this whole thing is about challenging the Biden administration's SAVE plan. That's the big forgiveness one. And it also has a payment plan in there that we were able to get all of our clients, their payments lowered by at least 50%. So it was a huge savings for borrowers. Well, now, because of the injunction, everybody who is enrolled in that SAVE plan has been entered into forbearance, meaning your loans are kind of frozen, and which is okay. But if you're pursuing loan forgiveness, say under public service loan forgiveness, forbearance doesn't count. So there are a lot of people out there who need to take action on their loans. And of course, we can help you with that. But it's not necessarily the kind of thing where you just sit and do nothing, although that is the answer for many people.
Right. Boy, that was a lot of judicial whiplash, which was also the name of my college band that we had started. I think I got it now. So basically, there was an injunction that was going to stop this from happening. A judge essentially let that expire. Now, this doesn't mean that this is all in the clear and never going to get touched again. But for right now, it's just status quo from as if this court case had never gotten brought.
Well, it's basically we're still in limbo waiting for the Missouri judge, the U.S. District, I think it's the Eighth Circuit, to actually rule on the matter. And then it's probably going to go up to the United States Supreme Court for a final ruling. So my instinct is that we're either going to know probably by January. I don't think before January. And, you know, depending on the election, if the Biden administration or the Harris, Kamala Harris wins the presidency and the Eighth District rules in the Department of Ed's favor, in other words, saves the SAVE plan, it's obviously not going to be challenged. But if the Trump administration takes over, then it may actually go to the Supreme Court. So we're just kind of waiting to see. I would say the worst case scenario is probably we're not going to know until June when the Supreme Court releases their decisions.
Okay. That's if it gets to them and they decide to decide it, and we'll wait and see.
Right.
I would imagine they like tackling these issues here to settle once and for all. Ray, you can hang on the line, right? I got some more questions.
Yes.
For you. Okay. That's Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com, by the way. 312-294-8989 is how you can reach Ray. Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm. I teased this before the break. The question that often comes in, Ray, and maybe I don't know if there's a great way to explain this, but who pays for the forgiven loans? The money has to come from somewhere. As far as I understand it, Ray, it's not necessarily that the taxpayers are paying out the dollars. It's more that the revenue just doesn't come in then.
Right, exactly. It's kind of akin to if you're taking a tax deduction on your taxes. So maybe one year you forgot to take a tax deduction and the next year you take that deduction. So that's less money that you're paying in taxes that year. It's a very similar principle, but right, it's not like the taxpayers are now going to have to meet that burden. I'd also just have people keep in mind that for the most part, people overpay on their federal student loans. So if they borrow $60,000, it's highly likely that they're going to wind up paying back over $80,000 to $90,000 on those loans. So the government actually makes a lot of money on these federal student loans.
Yep. Okay, let's pivot a little bit because you help out people and you send me these amazing emails of the WGN listeners you've saved hundreds of thousands of dollars for loans for. But what I like about what you do at Kaplan Law Firm is on the front end of it now, you really help families with just the process of determining, do they want student loans? How do I get more scholarships? I mean, you really take pride in this part of the operation, too.
Yes, I really love this part because then we're not dealing with somebody who, you know, made a bunch of mistakes and we're trying to unravel the mistakes and just kind of get the best outcome possible under the circumstances. If we do things strategically, so parents out there, you know, they're starting to distribute funds already through FAFSA for the spring semester this year. So if you have kids who are about to go to college, if they're in high school or if they're already enrolled in college, we help you navigate this process so that we can make a custom plan. The custom part is really important because the plan that we put together for somebody that has a lot of income security, for example, a teacher or a doctor or a firefighter, those people's jobs are generally speaking resistant to movement in the economy. There's a lot of job security usually in those positions. So the plan that we would come up with for people in those positions is very different from somebody, say, who's an entrepreneur or doesn't have as much security with their job. So it's very important that the plan is customized directly to the parent and the student so that we can save you the most amount of money, because people make really big mistakes. They take out the wrong type of loans. They get into the wrong type of payment plans. And we've just seen so many people making errors that are easily preventable that wind up saving them tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars in the amount that they have to pay for the cost of college education. So there's another one little tip is that for federal Parent PLUS loans, I know a lot of parents get nervous about these And sometimes they need an endorser in order to qualify for one. But remember, that endorser, it's never going to show up on their credit report. And also, we can get the endorser off down the road through a federal consolidation. So there are a lot of things we can do to make sure our parents qualify for those federal Parent Plus loans.
Pay your team up a little on the upfront to save tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars on the back end. Sounds like a deal to me.
Yeah.
Financialrelief.com is where you can reach Ray, or 312-294-8989, or as King John says, the area code here in Chicago, Tri-State Tollway, Dicka Dicka. It's the best way to remember your phone number, Ray. Hello to you again. Love seeing you on the billboards, too. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Ray Kaplan.